Hi, I am Karen Barnett with Murphy Broadcasting here in beautiful Lake Havasu City, Arizona. I'm a sales and marketing representative here for them.
Karen, you attended a live version of my How to Get Past the Gatekeeper Advanced Strategies for Sales Professionals.
Mm-hmm.
And let me ask you, before you saw that seminar, had you ever attended a seminar or had sales training or read books or articles that dealt with how to get past the gatekeeper?
Not so much as getting past the gatekeeper, just basic sales technique seminars.
Okay. So then, unlike a lot of people, this did not necessarily contradict what you had been taught because you really hadn't dealt with that particular topic before.
Correct. I was just very interested in knowing how to do that.
And so did you have any expectations coming in? Did you expect to be given this massive, wonderful system that would definitely work? Or did you expect that some guy was going to waste your time telling you stuff you already knew?
No, I had heard good things about Mr. Dan O'Day and was told to take some of his courses during the RAB. So I was looking forward to hearing what you had to say as far as the information provided. It was perfect.
Oh, great. Well, that makes me feel good. It's been a couple of months since that seminar. What do you remember? What stood out in terms of ideas or techniques that when you heard them, you realized they were very different and that they probably would work? What do you recall, especially what have you been able to put into practice?
Mostly my attitude and tone on the phone. I'm a very gregarious, happy, excited person all the time. And I know that I needed to, it helped me to learn your instructions on how to control or how to use my voice and taking control of the conversation.
That's actually one of the most overlooked aspects of the entire process of getting past the gatekeeper is your voice tonality and also your pitch and your attitude. That even if you have a bubbly, happy, effervescent personality, when you're trying to get past the gatekeeper,
it doesn't matter.
That might not be the best approach.
I actually was able to use it. I don't know if you want this example now or not, but I was trying to get in touch with an owner of a business here in town and couldn't get past the gatekeeper prior to your seminar. And it was in 3 days when I got back, I called and in the instructions that you had taught us to use, asked to get in touch with him, and before I knew it, I was on the phone with who I wanted to talk to.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah. I hung up the phone and told my whole foot fell down. That was great.
I mean, there probably are some greater feelings in the world than this, but one of the best feelings is a place where you previously have been rebuffed, suddenly sailing right through. It's like knife through butter. Before you tried these techniques the first time or the first couple of times, they are very different. Did you feel at all nervous about trying them?
Not at all. I feel much more confident in my speech and in talking to the people. I feel much more in control.
Okay, now, for a salesperson who has been taught that you must make friends with a gatekeeper, and you're someone who has tried a different technique in which you basically just blow by the gatekeeper and go right to the decision maker, can you honestly reassure people that although I teach you not to waste time making friends with the gatekeeper, we also are not talking about belittling the person or making them feel bad in any way?
Absolutely not. I just feel like I have something important to let her boss know or his boss know, and I need to get through. So
they're just part of the process, nothing personal.
Part of the process, exactly.
Just out of your mind, is there anything that you recall that when you first heard it just seemed really out of left field or really...
More than anything, everything you were saying, I was like, oh my gosh, that makes so much sense. It was just a lot of good advice. Easy to do and easy to apply, and it just made a lot of sense. It's like opening your eyes to a whole new way of doing something that's easy to do. If something's too difficult, a lot of people aren't going to do it, but this was something that's very, very tangible, very easy to get to.
Actually, that's a good point. I should try to make sure I put this in my marketing materials. I should try to tell people, although it's very different, it really is easy to do. Just give it a try.
Mm-hmm.
And I should explain for anyone listening that Karen was so successful in applying these techniques that she bought herself a brand new cell phone, which is why once or twice her voice has dropped out, and there's nothing wrong with the recording you're listening to.
I think it's the building I'm in. It's a big concrete building, so I apologize.
No, not at all. I just didn't want people to think that they had to, if they're listening to this on a computer or on a CD, that they had a defective machine. This is great. Any last-minute thoughts?
Just that I really, out of all the seminars I attended that weekend there at RAB, yours was definitely one of the ones that I remembered most. We had to report back to the GM here at our facility and let him know what seminar we liked the best, and yours was the one that I reported on.
Oh, well, obviously you have just entered my lifetime Christmas card list.